Today is Sunday, the 20th of October, beginning the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, sing Versa Est in Luctum by Alonso Lobo. Versa Est in Luctum. My harp is tuned for sorrow. Tuning your harp for sorrow is a conscious, deliberate preparation for sadness to come. Today, we will reflect on the suffering servant. You might like to pray into any sorrow you are experiencing at the moment, either for yourself or for the world around you.
Thank you.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities.
Yesterday, we remembered the Jesuit martyrs of Canada. Today's reading from Isaiah relates their sufferings and those of many Christian martyrs to those of the suffering servant. What thoughts and feelings come to you as you reflect on the reading? Many people in our present day suffer for their faith. How do you feel about being challenged or suffering in some way because of your commitment to God? What is your reaction when you think of what Jesus himself suffered for our sake? Let's listen again to the reading. Notice what strikes you, either attracting or repelling you, allowing the words to resonate without trying to control your reaction.
Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities.
Thank you. Jesus was willing to suffer anguish for our sake. And many of his followers have done or are doing the same. Is there anything you want to offer him or say to him as you reflect on this? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.